Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow. It is April 1st. April Fool's. Not quite sure what significance that has, other than it is the first day of the second quarter. The first quarter was just crazy. Up over 20% in one account, up over 40% in the other account. That's just nuts. Never happened like that before. But hey, perfectly okay with it. Let's just jump in, see where we are, see what's going on. Now, I am totally cash on, I think both of my accounts are the ones that are the major ones, I must say. Wow. That is interesting. Doesn't happen that often, but hey, perfectly okay with it. So let's jump in, see where we are, and let's get started right away because we've got quite a bit to go through. Very rarely am I in 100% cash. But it's here, so let's see what it looks like. Now, we got a bunch of companies to look at today. Now, we're going to start off with the Dividend Kings, as usual, because we all know those are the cream of the crop. First one on the list today is going to be ABBV, A-B-B-V. First thing I want to see is, let's get rid of this stuff first. The ask price is 182, the 182.50s, not quite 1%, so we're just going to bypass over that one. I'm going to go over this quick. We have a lot to go over. Okay, we look at the ask price. It's 182.62. Okay, if we look at the 182.50s, it's only paying a buck. That's not even worth our time. Not saying ABBV's a bad company, but, you know, we're here to make money, not to, send Christmas cards to the people that work at the businesses we're looking to get into. Okay, Abbott Labs, $113.96. The 114 is 76 cents. Nah. Hormel. HRL. Hormel. 3502. The 35 is going for 20 cents. Again, no. Clorox. CL. Clorox. 9036. 9036 is going for 95 cents. Yeah, another no. What's going on here? Lowe's is a couple of weeks out. But let's take a quick gander at Lowe's because maybe they'll change their prices. Who knows? 255. The 255 is going for 221. Again, not quite your 1%. All right, so let's jump on over and take a look at Warren Buffett's list. We all like Warren. He has some nice picks. Okay, now MasterCard and Verizon. Okay, MasterCard. 482. It's a little out of my price range and still not even paying 1%. So that's a no also. Next, Verizon. 66 cent dividend. VZ. 42. The 42 is going for 34 cents. What is going on here? ABBV, we already looked at. Okay, so that's the Dividend Kings, and that is the Dividend Aristocrats. No, sorry, the Dividend Kings on Warren Buffett's list. So let's take a look at the Dividend Champions, General Dynamics. Okay, General Dynamics. 286, the 285 is going for a buck. That's a no. Abbott, Hormel, we already looked at those. We already looked at that. Clorox. We haven't looked at Clorox. CLX. 154. 155. 152. Nope. Uh-oh. You ever have that feeling sometimes you think that the market maker is up to what, I mean, caught on what we're doing? That would be horrible. All right. So, 100-year-old companies. Here you go. Ooh. GIS. GIS, was that General Mills? $69.97, the 70s, 55 cents. What is going on? AT&T. I think I looked at AT&T last night and the numbers didn't look quite right. 17, there you go. AT&T, first one on the list. All right, so let's take a gander at it. A year ago today, AT&T was at $19.32. Couple days later, we got the high of the year, 1998. From there, she drops all the way down to the bottom of the year at 1346. That was in mid-July. Last 90 days. 90 days ago today was the first of the year, which was January 2nd, and that opened up at 1684. A week later, we at the bottom, 1616. That's the beginning of January. And then about 2 weeks later, she jumps up to the high of the 90-day period, 1816. That's the 1st of February. Okay, so the last 30 days. Okay, 30 days ago today would be March 1st. We opened up at 1687. 1 day later, the 30-day bottom. Now this makes me a little uncomfortable. Get a 30-day bottom 29 days ago, the 30-day top Friday. So you're 4 days to the upside. Now there's no, this is the 30-day high. So you gotta really like AT&T. And I do like AT&T. So let's go and see, where's our previous high? Okay, our previous high was 1807. Now that was 60 days, the last 2 months. Okay, some profit taken. So you're at 1815 back in February. And that's 6 days to drop. All right, 6 days to drop, sideways for a bit, drop a little bit more, come up, went sideways again. Now we're challenging that 60-day high. I don't know how you guys feel about a 60-day high as opposed to a 30-day high. But what does AT&T normally do this time of year? For that, we jump over to the seasonality chart. And it basically going sideways. All right, fine. I'm okay with that. Let's check out the numbers. Now, AT&T, we all know they've been in business forever. All right. The last trade was 1760. The bid, 1717. The ask, 1718. There's a clue right there, my friends. The last trade, 1716. Both the bid and the ask are way below the last traded price. So even at 17... Well, still at 17, that's one hell of a premium. Okay, the 1650s, I don't know. I'd be losing 68 cents on the 1650s. Let's check that out for a second. Clear that. So 1650s, we're looking at 93 cents. Okay, we'll be losing 50 plus 18, 68 minus 0.68, it's going to equal 25, and then we divide the 25 by the 1718. It's still 1.5% for AT&T, and that's two strikes in the money. I kind of like that because you're two strikes in the money. Okay, 1650. When's the last time this thing seen 1650? Holy cow. They haven't seen 16. I like 1650. I don't know about you guys, but 1650 looks good to me. Let's get this one out of here. All right, so I'm going to go up here. I'm going to go there. I'm going to take the 1650. All right, so and at 1650, that's good for, what, 20 contracts at the market. Okay, here's what it sounds like. I'm going to buy 20 covered AT&T. Those are the weeklies. 5 April 24. That's this Friday. 1650 to call. So I'm making 820 off of this. Okay, let's bring my calculator up. Whoops, that's too big. Alright, so 820. $820 is gonna be the profit. And how much I investing? $32,180. That comes to a grand total of 2.5%. Okay, now I'm buying this one. That's a cash. I'm buying it on margin. So that's giving me even a crazier return. 820 divided by, see the different price here. Max loss, 32,000. But the buying effect is 15,000. That's what happens when you buy it on margin. You get half, you're actually investing half as much. So 820, and I'm going to divide it by the margin amount, which is 15,680. Now, that's going to give me 5.2%. So I'm going to say hell yeah to that one. That's only 15 grand, and I want to do 25%. 25% would be 25,000. So let's change this a little bit. And I'm going to do... it's 39,000. That's a little too much. Edit. Okay, 40 contracts at the market. Okay, 31. That's a little too much also. All right, 30 contracts at the market. 30 contracts at the market would be 23,000. All right, I can deal with that. So that's 1,200 bucks right there. It's going to cost me 23,000. Insane, if you ask me. And I don't mind because I'm two strikes in the money. This thing hasn't seen 1650 in quite a while. All right, so it's off to the races. That'd be my first trade of the day. I like AT&T. Okay, I'm pretty sure we all know who AT&T is. All right, let's jump up. What's next on the list? All right, next on the list, AT&T, Verizon, Good Child Dynamics, Hormel, Abbott Labs. All right, we've seen all these. Clark, look. All right, so we've seen all the big ones. All right, so we got that one, that one, that one. Dividend Champions. We got all those. High volume stocks. We got that. AEO, that one we haven't looked at. AEO, you are, wow, I'm gonna say no right off the top. Look where the top, look where it is, the chart. Okay, so let me quickly go over this. The 26s, okay. Now you gotta really like American Eagles, which don't get me wrong, I like American Eagle. But let's go back, get this thing. Why is this thing, oh, you gotta find a new place for that damn thing. Okay, now I like American Eagle Outfitters. Okay, a year ago they were at 13.37. They bottomed out in the middle of at the end of May at 10.09. But from there, it's just like straight up all the way to where we are today. And that's the part that makes me uncomfortable. All right, so you have 30 days ago, we're at 21.09, bottomed out. What is that? Like almost a triple or quadruple bottom? Holy cow. Get this thing out of the way again. All right, in January 1983, beginning of January, middle of January 1972, February 1982, February again 1973. Holy cow, that's quadruple bottom. I'm pretty sure they had some good support 1970s. Okay, so from there, the last 30 days. Last 30 days, right there. Okay, so 30 days, doesn't look that bad at 30 days. So 30 days ago, we opened up at 23.61. Okay, a couple of days later, we got the 30-day top at 26.44. 2 days later, we're at the 30-day bottom, and it's a double bottom too. 21.85 on the 11th and the 12th. Now from the 12th, she shoots up, tops out at 25.87, a little pullback, 3 days to the upside. Okay, so I like that. She goes up 3 days, what's that? 10 days up, pullback. Now we're 3 days to the upside. I like that. Let's check out the seasonality. What does it normally do this time of year?
What's that?
Normally this time of year, we're looking at a nice to the upside. I like that. See that where we are? You know, sideways for a little bit and up tilt a little bit. All right, so let's take a look at the numbers for American Outfitters. The last trade, 25.79. We got 5 minutes the market opens. The bid, 25.80. The ask, 25.97. And the 26 is going for 37. I'm going to take a quick peek at the 25.5 because that's one strike in. Get my calculator out. Clear that out of the way. 25.97, I'll be losing 47 cents. It wouldn't be worth it at that point. You take 47 cents off of the 62, not quite. So the 26s looks like the one for the best value. And you're only 3 cents off the 26s anyway. Okay, so the 26s are going to be 37. And we're going to divide that by the purchase price, 25.97. That's 1.4. Okay, so I like that one, 1.4%. I like American Eagles. at 25, 26s. Oops, 26 is good for 20 contracts. Here we go. At the market, here's what it sounds like. I'm going to buy 20 covered. Yeah, and even 25 grand. 20 covered AEO, which is the weeklies, 5 April 24, that's this Friday, the 26th call at the market to open. That's off to the races. It looks like the market makers have put the numbers up, but they just changed that number. All right, so what else are we looking at? Nothing there. So let's take a look at the list that we wrote down. Okay, Signature, Signet. Now we have a couple of that we looked over on the weekend that looked good. So let's take a quick gander at those. First one on the list is Macy's. We all love Macy's. Why not? Okay, so let's take a quick look at Macy's. A year ago today, 1872. Looks like we have a triple bottom here at the 1061 area. Last 90 days. 90 days ago today, we opened up at 1992. Got a double bottom on this, January 19th, and again, freaking thing, on the 29th. And that was 1710. Okay. Now, last 30 days. 30 days ago today was the 30-day bottom. Now, the 30-day bottom was 1725. And then the very next day, she gaps up. I love that gap up. And then she just goes higher and higher and hits a 30-day top at 2210. 5 days to the bottom, 2 days to the upside. Perfect. I love that. So you get the 30-day top up here, day 2210. 5 days to the downside, makes a new bottom here. Now, it's not a 30-day bottom, but from the gap up from 30 days ago, okay, 2 days to the upside, we're sitting at the 20s. Now, we all know Macy's because we've been following Macy's for quite a while. Macy's is not going to do a whole heck of a lot of anything for the next couple of weeks. Okay, fine. Okay, now I like Macy's. Oh, I'm going to do Macy's at the 20 because the 20 right now is going for 47 cents, which is over 2%. I'm perfectly good with over 2%. All right, and that's at 20 bucks. That's about 20 contracts. All right, so at the market, and here's what she sounds like. 20 contracts, Macy's 100, those are the weeklies, 5 April 24, that is this Friday, the 20 call, market order open. Ooh, $1,000, this cost me 20. Wait a second, I want to do 25 contracts, this is only 20 grand. You guys know what that sound is.
Off to the races.
Off to the races. Yay, 23 grand, all right. So I'm going to do 25 contracts at the market to open. And 1600, that's nuts. All right, so that was Macy's. All right, trade. Okay, we liked Macy's. Also, we liked Albemarle, ALB. Albemarle, let me change this. Okay, the 132s, the 133s, 220, I like that. ALB, a year ago today, 221.58. Couple of months later, we topped off 7-11, which is the mid-July, 247. Now, it looks like we have a double bottom right around the 108 area. I can't move this stupid thing out of the way. All right, something just got filled. All right, I just clicked on something. I don't know what that is. That's that drawing pen, and I don't want to draw. Okay, that works. All right, last 90 days. 90 days ago, we were at the 90-day high at 149.61. Okay, we bottomed out after a big drop on the 5th of March, and that bottom was 106.69. So last 30 30 days ago today, we were at the 30-day high. And that was just crazy. 143.19. Now, remember I told you, if you don't take your profits, the market maker will take it away from you. Well, looks happened on the second and then on the third. All right, sorry. The first was on a Friday. The fourth was a Monday. The fifth was a Tuesday. The market maker dropped it on Monday. He dropped again on Tuesday. So you have your 30-day high on a Friday, 138.38, and your 30-day bottom was 2 days later on a Tuesday, on the fifth, and that was 106.69. She jumps up to a trading range. What is this? Between 118 and 126. Just goes sideways in the last 4 days. 1, 2, 3, 4 to the upside. Albemarle at this moment in time is at 132.34. The 133 is going for 236. That's nice. All right, so let's move this over. Change this to covered stock. The 131s. I'm going to go for the 132s. Nope. Yeah, the 131s. Here we go. 10 contracts. What does that look like? That's 62,000. Nope, that's a little bit too much. Eight contracts. $50,000. Wow, even that's too much. Four contracts. There you go. That sounds better right there. $25,000. Okay, so Albemarle by four contracts, ALB, 100s, those are the weeklies, 5 April 24. The 131 call at the market is 1100. 1148. It's going to cost me $25,000. That's a nice number. Off to the races you go. Thank you kindly. Next on our list. All right. I got $32,000 left to go in this account. Then I got to jump over to the next one. Apple. Okay. Why is Apple on our list? Okay, 170, 172, yeah. I'm going to say no. Apple just doesn't cut it. JD, we looked at JD. Remember that one? JD. Okay, JD, 27.94, the 28s. Ooh, that works. Let's take a look. A year ago today, we opened up at the high of the year a year ago today, 43.56. She keeps on dropping. The bottom of the year was 2087. Is that? It is. That is a 50% drop in the year. Okay. Last 90 days. 90 days ago today, we are opened up at 28. Okay. Couple of weeks later, we have the bottom in the middle, towards the end of January. Okay. That was 2082. Okay. So the first of March, which would be 30 days ago, we opened up at 23. 2 days later, the 30-day bottom. Let's count these. There's one gap, two gaps, three gaps up, okay, to 30-day high 2 weeks later on the 13th. Now, that was 3 weeks ago. Okay, the high was 28.55. It was sideways, dropped a little bit. Okay, a new soft bottom at 26.08. Now, from there, you get couple of days sideways, 3 days to the upside. I like that. We're sitting at 27.96. What does it normally do this time of year? JD, sideways. Love it. Okay, so at this moment, JD is sitting almost at 28. The 28s are going for 43. 43 is 0.43. Divide by the purchase price, 27. 97, and that comes a grand total of 1.5. Okay, I could do 1.5. The 27.5. I have marked down the 27.5s. So let's try that one for a second. The 27.5s, I'd be losing 40 something cents. Yeah, that's not going to work. Because the numbers looked better yesterday. Okay, because we bring in 67, but we're losing 48 cents, actually be losing 50 cents. 50 cents off that only brings in 17. Yeah, it's not going to work. The 28s, that looks like it. Okay, change this to the covered. Looking at the 28s. Okay, get this out of the way. 28,000, 28 bucks. It's like 20 contracts at the market. That would be 27. That's a little bit too much. So let's edit that. 18 at the market, 24.30. Okay, so that's 25,000. All right, so that's buy 18 covered JD 100s, 5 April 24. That's this Friday, 28 call, JD market to open. Only 810 off of 24,000. What does that come to? Claire. 810 divide 49.58. Because I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to do the, what do you call it, the margin for you guys, just so that you know what actual cash cost is. Okay, it's 49,000. That's 1.6%. Okay, I can deal with 1.6. Okay, let's take a look at a couple of more. Now we did JD. AMT, Applied Materials. Do you guys remember that one? AMAT. Okay, Applied Materials at 208.48 to 210s. Wow, that's $2 out of the money. That's still nice. So the 207s, let's see what that looks like. Clear that. 360. 3.6. How much are we losing? 750. That's $1.24. Subtract $1.24. That gives us 236. 236 is still in the money because you divide that by the 208 price. Gives us 1.1. I don't know. Keep that on your mind. 1.1 for Applied Materials. Okay, let's take a look at Paramount. So if you guys like Applied Materials at 1.1, and also remember, look where it is. All right, let's take a look at the numbers real quick. All right, a year ago, Applied Materials was at 120, 145. We bottomed out in the middle of April at 109. Okay, she jumps up a couple of weeks later between 133 and 149. She just travels June, July, August, September, October, November. And then right around end of November, middle of November, she jumps out of that trading range and starts to move to the upside. Okay, so 90 days ago, we opened up at 160. Looks like a triple bottom at 148 in the beginning, the first couple of weeks of January. And then she just escalates. So it looks like a double top at 214. So we're at 209 now. I'm not 100% comfortable. Look at all the profit margin here. You know, for the last 30 days, what are we looking at? Now, for the last 30 days, it kind of looks okay. Okay, we opened up 30 days ago at 203.77. She goes up to 214, pulls back to 197, up again, pulls back, makes our 30-day bottom at 197. Goes sideways for a little bit, and then she shoots up to the 30-day high. That was 214.91. 5 days to the downside, and then up only one day. You know what? I'm not 100% happy with Applied Materials because I like 2 days to the upside, personally, from a 30-day top. Now, Applied Materials looks like a flat line. Okay. Now, let's take a look at... Okay, that's going to be it for the podcast. So you guys on the podcast, thank you so much for jumping in on the first day of the second quarter. Everything looks pretty damn good. I'm going to have a few more to go over tomorrow. So we will catch you again tomorrow. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow and take you along for the ride. Have a great day.